This is the first lecture of the capstone course of the MUSE project. MUSE stands for Multi-University Systems Education, and as the title indicates, the project and this course is about learning how to engineer systems that are multifaceted, multi-layered, multidisciplinary, and difficult to design, or in short, complex. This project is sponsored by the National Science Foundation and is being developed by four universities. My name is Paul Flickema, and I'm a professor of electrical engineering at Northern Arizona University. My colleagues on this project are three other EE professors, Jeff Frolick, University of Vermont, Tom Weller, University of South Florida, and Wayne Shiroma at University of Hawaii. Today, I'm going to focus on a motivating example of a complex engineered system, wireless sensor networks. To make things concrete, I'll get quite specific. I will talk about a specific wireless sensor networking application, environmental sensing, and even a specific example of a wireless sensor network for this application. In the next lecture, we will step back and take a look at the larger picture of complex engineered systems. Here's what we're going to talk about today. First, we're going to look at examples of wireless sensor networks. We'll look at WizardNet, which is a wireless sensor network specifically designed for the environmental monitoring application. And then we'll talk about some other wireless sensor networks as well. Then we'll broaden the discussion to wireless sensor network engineering, and in particular talk about some of the requirements and constraints of the environmental sensing application. And in particular, we'll have a focus here and in the rest of the semester on energy efficiency. And that's because these systems need to be out in the field working continuously for many, many years. And so they need to use batteries either very sparingly or be able to harvest or scavenge energy from the environment. We'll also talk a little bit about the economics of wireless sensor networks for this application. And that's important because currently the technology isn't good enough to be used in many applications where we need them. And these are particularly applications where you would like to have thousands or tens of thousands of sensors out there. Then at the end, we'll have a course overview. What are we going to talk about this semester? And in particular, we'll focus on the learning objectives. In other words, what we hope you'll get out of the course. And then, as I mentioned, in the next lecture, we'll broaden to looking at complex engineered systems in general and how wireless sensor networks fit in. This is what's called a fern mat. It is up about 200 feet in a redwood tree in Northern California. This fern mat is quite large. It extends roughly, it's about 20 feet, and contains tons of matter. It's an ecosystem all by itself. And in some fern mats, we actually have trees that are 30 or 40 feet high. This has been instrumented for environmental sensing to try to understand more about this ecosystem. And you can see there's a lot of wires here. And there's a tremendous amount of work that goes into instrumenting these giant redwoods. And you see here now the fern mat is on the left. And over on the right here, we see Steve Sillett, who is a redwood ecologist, and he is at the site of the tree where they have a lot of the centralized infrastructure. But again, you can see an enormous amount of cabling, and in fact, over a kilometer of cable needed for tree. So this is one of the motivations for looking at wireless solutions to environmental monitoring. So here's the problem. If we use wired arrays, they tend to be very expensive. Copper is expensive. They tend to be very invasive. Another possibility is standalone sensors, but then you have the difficulty of getting to each one to get the data. So the opportunity here is wireless sensing, and we like that because they can be minimally invasive. In other words, we don't have to have a lot of wires connecting them, and we also don't have to have people running around to individual sensors to get the data. So the wireless is big. What we'd like to do is improve a lot of things, including coverage, the spatial density, and we'd like to use those advantages to, in this application, increase our understanding of the dynamics of environments and ecosystems. And as I mentioned, it's possible that we can reduce the overall monitoring cost over the life cycle by not having to maintain a wired array or have the human cost of running around to gather the data from standalone sensors. Here's the concept. Here at NAU, we call it WizardNet for Wireless Sensing and Relay Device Network. And here's how it works. First, we put sensors out wherever we would like them in the environment, maybe throughout the canopy of a redwood tree. And we put out what we call a hub. You can think of it as a server for the wireless sensor network. And then the sensor network self-organizes using wireless technology. So the gateway or hub connects with the nearest neighbors, and then these connect with their neighbors, etc., etc. At that point, we have a data gathering network, and the data flows through what you can think of as a tree to the hub, which can either store the data or, via some means, some kind of modem, send that out to the internet cloud. And connected to that cloud can be a database server. And we actually do that in my laboratory. And then anybody who's connected to the internet via some kind of PC, maybe it's a laptop of some kind, can then get the data from that sensor network, which could be very, very remotely located. We can measure things about the environment with wireless sensor networks, and that might include, for example, light or the moisture of the soil. But probably more fundamentally, why? Why are we doing this? And so let me go over some of the ecological questions that we're trying to answer with these wireless sensor networks. The first is biodiversity. Why do certain collections of plants and animals live where they live? And how do they compete for resources? That's a big question right now that's not well understood. A second is the effects of global climate change. We know the climate is changing, but we don't know what it's going to mean for plants and animals in all different kinds of ecosystems. Related to that is invasive species. And we know that's a big problem in many locations where plants that you don't necessarily want or animals that you don't necessarily want move into new environments and make trouble for the ones that were already there. Infectious diseases is a big one. This definitely relates to human health. How do diseases and microbes spread? What are the drivers of that? And then finally, the effects of human land and water use. This has profound effects on local environments. We know that cities create heat islands, but we need to understand much better what it means for the world's ecosystems and climate in general in the coming decades. Now we have a set of questions that we'd like to address, and we've described a technology, wireless sensor networks, that will help gather data to try to answer those questions. So in between those, we need some kind of goal. So we can ask the question, what is a unifying goal for all of these questions? And the answer is we need an ability to construct models. And this is what engineers and scientists do to try to connect data to questions to get answers. And in this case, we're looking at trying to construct what we call predictive models of various sorts of ecological systems.